What about the differences in terms of sort of the clinical research database that we have right now with TEM versus EVER?
The mTOR inhibitors are really more similar than they are different. I mean, the mechanism of action is so specific for these drugs, for the mTOR protein kinase, that there are some differences in formulation. TEM is only an IV formulation now. Everolimus is only an oral formulation. But in terms of the actual activity, it would be very difficult to really prove that one is better than the other, knowing the mechanism of action with the different formulations, the different schedules.
How about side effects and toxicity?
Very similar.
Which are?
Chiefly stomatitis is probably the most common, some fatigue, anemia, rash, diarrhea. These are the most common toxicities. And then rarely, but a problem can be pulmonary toxicity, which in a few percent of patients, I think it was about 8% in the everolimus study, can require a dose modification or temporary halting of treatment.
What's the specific pulmonary syndrome?
It can be anything from ground glass infiltrates in an asymptomatic patient, which is actually maybe the most common, to actually symptomatic dyspnea, bilateral infiltrates that really requires halting the treatment and even treating with steroids. It's almost all the time reversible.
So it's an interstitial pneumonitis?
It is.
Any projections about if and when ever will become available in the United States?
There is a likelihood that there will be an access program developed by the sponsor to make this drug available as they file for approval with the regulatory agencies.
I mean, what would be a situation where you might want to use that as opposed to TEMS or Everolimus? I mean, I guess somebody who can't get an IV?
Yeah, I think this brings up a good point, which is that you have another mTOR inhibitor that's already approved. It is very likely that this drug has similar activity. So a practitioner could actually use the everolimus data as further evidence to bolster the use of temsirolimus, which has a general approval in renal cell carcinoma. And I think, to me, this is more a study that validates the use of mTOR inhibition in the second line as a very viable approach. This is a drug that has a different mechanism of action, and I think practitioners look across the studies, which have basically all used interferon as the comparator arm, so we really have no head-to-head comparisons with any of the approved drugs. But clearly, sunitinib has a very high objective response rate, the longest progression-free survival of any of the drugs, and in the first-line setting, the pattern is clear that sunitinib currently in the U.S. is the favored first-line therapy for the good and intermediate prognosis patient. And it's even being used, I think, in patients with poor prognostic renal cell carcinoma. Temsirolimus.
I guess that was the niche that temsirolimus was supposed to fit into.
That's right. That's right. The data seem to indicate that use is increasing for poor prognosis patients in the first line setting. And it's also increasing in the second line setting as well. So if you look at usage patterns for the drugs, clearly way ahead of the pack in terms of market share is sunitinib, and then sorafenib is next, and temsirolimus is just slightly a few percent behind.
And any specific pattern in terms of how it's being used first, second, and third line, and how do you generally approach the decision first and second, third line?
Yeah, for the poor prognosis patient, I use temsirolimus first line. And I also consider it as second-line therapy as well for patients who have progressed on Sutent. But there are some patients where oral therapy is still preferable, and for some of those patients, I use sorafenib as a second-line therapy. I think we have to, though, mention that there are so many new agents being tested now in kidney cancer that a practicing oncologist probably doesn't have to look too far for a second-line or even a second- or third-line trial of a new tyrosine kinase inhibitor. There are several others that are of interest, or a new novel therapy. So clinical trial should be also considered in addition.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these agents are exciting. They're not necessarily that toxic. I wonder about maybe, you know, the idea of bringing phase 2 work earlier on
yeah.
in the algorithm.